Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Read together with me, won't you, the title of our message today, God Loves an Underdog, especially based on our gospel reading where Jesus said these words, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." I invite you to turn in your worship folder and find the sermon outline as we consider this theme, God Loves an Underdog. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us again and again and again through the pages of Holy Scripture not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but to say this in a positive way, God loves an underdog. Webster's dictionary defines underdog in this way: the losing dog in a fight, the loser in any struggle, the one who is weak and not expected to win or succeed. Now, a major theme in the entire Bible is indeed this: God loves an underdog. Jesus has little patience with the self-righteous, full of themselves winners in this world. Jesus eats meals with the losers, the tax collectors, the sinners, the prostitutes, and he makes the hero of his most famous parable a Samaritan, a half-breed outcast despised by many. And when Jesus selects the 12 men to be his disciples, he doesn't choose the winners of his day. He selects those who are unlearned, who are laborers, who are blue-collar working men. And the theme of today's reading from Luke 14 continues the theme, say it with me please, God loves an underdog. Verse 1 says, "One Sabbath day, when Jesus went to eat at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him very carefully." Jesus was being watched. He was being judged. He was being evaluated. How would Jesus interact with the powerful, the successful, the winners? Well, at dinner, he told all those rascals there a parable. Verse 7 says, "Now Jesus told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they each chose the places of honor." Evidently, those in attendance at this feast grabbed the seats of honors and prestige as soon as they could. They wanted to be noticed. They wanted to be envied. They wanted to be exalted. And Jesus continues now his parable in verses 8 through 10. "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." And after telling this parable, Jesus now turns to the host of the dinner party. We hear Jesus' words in verses 12 through 13. He also said to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you will be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed." This is yet another way of the sermon text saying to us today, with me, God loves an underdog. We see the same truth in the Old Testament account of Gideon. Gideon, the general of God. Gideon is called by God to lead God's troops against a vastly superior Midianite army. The Midianites had more men, they had more armor, and they had the armored tank of the day, the camel. The troops of Israel were easily the underdogs. And then God says something unbelievable to Gideon. Listen to Judges chapter 7, verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, "Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver Midian into your hands. In order that Israel may not boast that her own strength has saved her, there must be fewer men." Did you get it? Outmatched, outnumbered, outclassed, Israel is told by God they have too many men. God is going to show them that the victory is His, not theirs. God is going to show them the power is His, not theirs. And by the end of Judges chapter 7, we see Gideon leading an army of only 300 men against thousands of the Midianites, but God gives them the victory. Why? Because God loves an underdog. An underdog that puts their trust and faith in Him and not in their own strength or power. Now it's time to quit preaching and start meddling in your life. My friends, every person here today is facing a powerful enemy. Every person here is outmatched, outclassed, and outnumbered. Our enemy is sin. Our enemy is death. Our enemy is the devil. Our enemy is this sinful world. Our enemy is our own failure and heartbreak. Our enemy is illness. Our enemy is, well, you fill in the blank for yourself. But just like Gideon, the general of God, we have God's promise that He will not abandon us. And He prepares us for the battle by creating in our hearts saving faith and trust in Him. And thereby He turns underdogs into winners. Winners not because of our own strength or our own ability, but winners because we know this. When we are weak, but leaning upon His everlasting arms, then we are strong. St. Paul tells us the very same thing. St. Paul points out a lesson from his own life to show us that our strength comes from dependence upon God, not upon ourselves. In 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about a personal problem that he had, probably a health problem. Likely, scholars suggest he had a serious eye problem. He calls it a thorn in the flesh. Now listen to what he says in 2 Corinthians 12. "To keep me from becoming too conceited because of the surpassingly great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Three times I asked the Lord to take it away from me, but He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness.'" Paul then says, "Therefore, I will boast more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Like St. Paul, when we are weak, when we are struggling, when we realize that we are an underdog, we can learn to depend upon God and His everlasting arms, and then we will discover how strong we really are. And look here for a moment, won't you? Our Lord upon the cross. Do you know that our Lord Jesus made Himself an underdog for us? Yes, He did. Listen to what is said about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. "Christ Jesus, being in the nature of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but He made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human form, being found in the appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross." So that He could be our Savior from sin, death, and the devil, Jesus gave up the glories and rights of heaven. Everything that He had as a member of the Holy Trinity. He humbled Himself all the way to laying down His life, His sinless life, on the cross to pay for our sin. He allowed Himself to be crucified. He allowed Himself to die a criminal's death when His only crime was loving sinners like you and me. He who had it all gave it all up to become an underdog. A losing dog in the fight. As on that first Good Friday, sin, death, and the devil seem to have won the victory. But you know, don't you? You know what I'm going to say next. It may have been Friday, but Sunday was coming. Sunday was coming. Easter Sunday. And on that first Easter Sunday, Jesus, who died for you and me, now rose for you and me. And St. Paul continues in Philippians 2 with these words. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth. God the Father loved his underdog son Jesus and raised him in resurrection victory. And Jesus' resurrection victory is your victory. Jesus' resurrection is your forgiveness, your strength, your salvation. Such good news should humble sinners like you and me. One last time, back to the gospel reading for today. In today's gospel reading, Jesus gives each of us a word of warning and a word of grace. First, the word of warning. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And now, the word of grace. But he who humbles himself will be exalted. And this is what it means to be humbled. To confess, I am a sinner. To confess that I give thanks, I am a forgiven sinner in Jesus Christ, my Lord. To give thanks that God loves me and that I am precious in His sight. And then, I will treat others, that is, we will treat others likewise, especially those who are considered underdogs in our world. Our sermon wraps up for today with a story about a little girl named Beverly. Not my cute little Beverly, but a cute little 7-year-old girl named Beverly. Beverly was visited by a man who was her beloved uncle. And he knew that Beverly loved her big collection of little dollies. Beverly had many dolls that people had given her. Some were very nice, some were very expensive. But her uncle asked her, Beverly, what's your favorite doll? So she went into her room and brought out a tattered, worn-out, beat-up doll. Most of the hair was missing. The nose was broken off. There was a crack in the arm. And Uncle asked Beverly, why do you love this dolly the most? And Beverly said, Uncle, because she needs it the most. If I didn't love her, no one would. My friends, Jesus, your Savior, is like that. Jesus, our Lord and God, loves you when you need it most. When you are treated by others as worthless. When your lives are not what they should be. When you have failed or you are weak. When you feel like an underdog. Never forget. With me? God loves underdogs. God loves you. In the name of Jesus, all God's people said, Amen.